Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes. Morale is high. Dan Patrick Show. Peter King will join us coming up. Get his thoughts on going to the Browns camp. Not sure if they made Deshaun Watson available. He also went to the Niners camp. What did he come away thinking about Trey Lance and the Niners? Also, the Cowboys have lost Tyron Smith and probably for the rest of the season. They're talking about best case scenario is 3 months right now. And if you look at the over-under with the Cowboys, I think it's around 10. And I'd probably keep with that because the Giants and the Commanders, I don't think are going to be formidable. Philadelphia is going to be good, and I think Philly is the better team. Dallas has that ability. The upside could be really special with them. But I still have questions about the offensive line and also their secondary. Playing consistently, Micah Parsons, can he still be that? Can he take it to another level? And, you know, I think there are people looking at Micah Parsons. Is he going to be a 15, 20 sack guy? But Myles Garrett would still be the guy. If I'm looking at who's going to lead the league in sacks and maybe have the all-time record, single season record. And Myles Garrett of the Browns came out and said, hey, I should be the best player, number one player in football. They have all these rankings. I should be the number one player. And do we have Myles Garrett talking about being the number one player there, Marv? Or is he just talking about surviving with Deshaun Watson being out for a little while? Here's Myles Garrett of the Browns.
I think it's an opportunity. I think it's a challenge. So I feel like, you know, us as a defense, we have to, you know, look forward to taking on that task. You know, obviously, he's a very dynamic player, and we might miss his presence on offense, but that's an opportunity for us to step up to the plate and be a very dominant defense, you know, regardless of what the offense does.
Paulie brought up a great point. You know, when Jadeveon Clowney came out, we thought, wow, this guy's going to be special. And then I remember talking to somebody, a player in the NFL, and said, you know, he's going to get pushed around. And I thought, how's he going to get pushed around? He said he doesn't have lower body strength. And Jadeveon Clowney has never lived up to what we thought he was going to. Myles Garrett is what we thought Jadeveon Clowney was going to be. The Eagles and Dolphins, their practice has been canceled. I guess some Dolphins got sick. Some Dolphins players got sick. And I'm not sure if it's food poisoning or not. The Danettes did have some jokes about this. And we have a new one here, Todd. Do you have the new joke on the Eagles and the Dolphins getting sick?
I do. A gentleman named Ryan puts in to us, I wonder if the Eagles got the Dolphins sick on porpoise.
Okay.
That works.
All right, I like that. Bloop. Yes, Mom.
The Dolphins don't play at Ralph Wilson Stadium, do they?
Oh, Ralph.
That's the Bills. I think that's the Bills.
Who came up with that expression, Ralphing? Do you sound like you're Ralphing?
I think that's exactly it.
Really?
Wait, we're checking.
I never thought of it when I'm doing it or if somebody else is. Like, hey, can you do it again? I don't know if it sounded like Ralphing. Here, let me hold your hair back.
Man, growing up is the worst.
Yeah. Been a long time since that's happened. Yeah, Paul.
I find one article that says it used to be called Rolfing, and it's of German origins.
Rolfing is like a thing, too, that you get like some kind of crazy massage.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like crazy deep tissue thing that's like super painful.
Rolfing.
Yeah, German origin.
Okay. I have to give that some thought next time I'm around somebody. Yeah, see.
Well, who came up with yakking?
Well, that's yards after catch.
Right, or vomiting.
Or yakking. I don't know. I'd have to, unfortunately, I'd be around somebody and go,
Probably that? A lot of people eating breakfast right now who don't enjoy this conversation.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry about that. Yeah, Paulie.
Booting was the most popular one. When I was in high school and college, did you boot last night?
But what does that mean?
I don't know. Do you throw open your boot? Is that like an Old West thing?
I have no idea. Boot. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. You bought all the candles. We have a few more wallets left over. The Velcro wallets, but they'll probably sell out by the end of the day. Go to danpatrick.com. And you too can sound like this. Yes. Magic. Magic.
And do it slowly if you really want.
Ooh. That sounds like you're stretching something. Like something in your body is not doing what it's supposed to do.
I'm getting so conscious of it when I go out to dinner. I go like this, I go just clear my throat.
You should do it under the table, maybe.
So did you guys see the new try to cover it.
Yeah. We were also talking about during the commercial break that are there things that happen in your childhood that you still haven't gotten over, sports-wise. Because I told the Danettes, I was on first base, and I remember playing a baseball game, and I'm taking a lead off, and my first base coach is talking to me, and I turn to talk to him. Like, he's saying something to me, and I turn. Next thing I know, the first baseman has the ball, and I get tagged out. And I guess it's my fault. But at the time, I was mad at the coach. Like, what are you doing talking to me? Well, that's his job. Like, he's supposed to be talking to me. Like, all right, you can get a little bit bigger lead. And then I look back at him. First baseman's got the ball, and I get tagged out. Anybody else have childhood trauma sports-wise? Seton?
I have it by the bucketful. But you know what? I got picked off once, and I thought I was – in Little League, I thought I was Ricky Henderson. I wanted to be Ricky Henderson, right? So I modeled everything that he did. And I was on third base once. There's two outs. And, you know, like you're standing there bored, and I started collecting all of the dirt in front of the bag so that if I had to slide back, I would get dirty. And I started leading down the line, and I was daring the catcher to throw over. Like, go ahead, try. Right. And I take it a step. I'm daring him. And he throws over, and I took about too many steps, and I dove and slid and was about a foot short of the bag, tagged out, inning over. Like, damn, I was being so cocky. And like, what the hell's wrong with me? You're not fast.
Dang.
You know what you're doing.
Anybody else have sports trauma? Yeah, Paul.
I didn't play enough to have trauma, which is kind of sad.
Is that the trauma that you didn't
get to
play?
Sixth grade football, I was a total bench warmer. And it was one of those plays where we didn't have enough men on the field on defense. And the coach goes, someone run out there. Panicking.
Did they sound like that?
He did. He did sound just like that. I ran out on the field because I was a heady player. There was a sweep my way. I ran in. I made a nice tackle. And I didn't make any tackles, maybe three that season. I got up and I ran to the sidelines, and the starter came back in. He didn't let me play another play the rest of the game. I thought I'd kind of earned my chance to, because someone was slipping. And I went right back to the bench.
Yes, Todd?
I was on a Little League basketball team, and somehow I ended up on a team where everyone was like 3-4 years older than me, because it was just like some open draft. I was like 9, and everyone else was 12 and 13. So the coach has to put you in for a minimum amount of time. and the ball found its way to me because it dribbled off one of my teammates' foot. They would never actually pass it to me. And they're like yelling for me to pass it back to them like the ball's going to explode in my hand. And I took like two dribbles and I chucked it and the ball went over the backboard. And the coach gave me one of these things with his finger like, why don't you have a seat next to me on the bench? And that was the end of that game.
What about you, Marv?
State title game, Pop Warner football, maybe the best collection ever. Like, we were like, we're taking this. We lost the game 2-0. We lost on a safety.
In football.
In football. We lost the game 2-0.
Wow.
In a state championship?
Pop Warner football. We lost 2-0.
LSU, Alabama 20 years ago.
That's exactly what it was. I mean,
you can't even tell people, hey, you lost. Was it close? Yeah, we lost. We lost by two.
Here's the weird thing. The over-under was 2.5.
Yeah, that's where you can't. You just say, yeah, we lost by two. Oh, man, great game. You don't have to tell them it was 2-0.
Like two best teams supposedly in the state. And we were killing everyone. 2-0.
Oh, just got this bad news here. That's a bummer. I thought that this was the right team for this player to go to, and I still believe that, but Chet Holmgren is not going to be playing this upcoming season. Lisfranc injury to his right foot, and this he suffered when he was guarding LeBron at the Pro-Am tournament in Seattle. Wow. And he just came down awkwardly on his foot. But see, these are the things that stay with you the rest of your career. Matt Corral, Lisfranc injury, done with Carolina for the year. Yes, he.
Especially a guy that big.
You know, out for the season. Bummer.
And Lisfranc, is that the tendon that goes the length, the underneath?
I believe so. I always know that it's one of those that it doesn't sound serious, but it is serious. And I don't know who Lisfranc is, but she's not as famous as Tommy John. Hey, are you Lisfranc? Oh.
I had the origin. French surgeon Jacques Lisfranc of St. Martin, down in the islands. He served in the Napoleonic Army in the 1800s and observed midfoot injuries of cavalry soldiers, and he designated this type of injury.
So he called it, he labeled it after himself?
Yeah, instead of one of the soldiers. So that's kind of hijacked.
Like Tommy John didn't go, you know what, we should call this Tommy John surgery.
If you're the doctor who did the first Tommy John surgery, do you feel like he got bogarted? Because he did the work.
Yeah, well, there's another pitcher who had the surgery before Tommy John did.
What if his name is like Ted Lipschitz?
No. Like, oh, are you going to have the Lipschitz surgery?
I'm out of season with a Lipschitz.
Can you guys check that? Because I do forget a lot of things. But I think there was a pitcher who had the surgery prior to Tommy John. How do you feel if you're that guy? Because he's probably never stopped saying, you know, I had it before Tommy John did. Do you want something named after you? I mean, poor Lou Gehrig. It's Lou Gehrig's disease. Tommy John. But at least with Tommy John surgery, if you have it, chances are you're going to get better. Yeah, Paul.
We're looking. The stories I find say Tommy John in 74 was the first recipient of the Tommy John surgery.
For some reason.
He should have known this was coming. Like if there's a surgery out there called Tommy John.
It's got your name written all over it.
A guy named Brent Strom was the second pitcher.
That's who. I thought he was first.
He was second in 78.
If you're Brent Strom, do you feel like, you know, hey, I'm going to hold off on the surgery here. Well, I hear Tommy John's going to do it. Yeah. You know what? Let him do it. Did you have the Brent Strom surgery?
Dang.
Tommy John surgery. Peter King will join us coming up a little bit. A couple of phone calls here. Wes in West Virginia joining us. Hi, Wes.
Hey, Dan. How's it going, brother?
Awesome.
First time, 6'2" at 432 pounds, a pure muscle.
I like it. All right, Wes.
Dan, I am a professional wrestler, and I listen to your show every day. I love what you guys do. Thank you for the entertainment. Thank you guys for...
Wes, you said you're a professional wrestler. What's that mean?
Yes, sir. I'm a professional independent wrestler, not currently signed by anybody. So I am trying to get with WWE right now, so hopefully Triple H calls me soon.
What's your nickname, Wes?
I am the Beast Man.
The Beast Man?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So I'll root for you to have Triple H reach out to you. The Beast Man. All right. So you got a pie to the face bet?
Yes, I do. I'm also I'm a diehard Miami Dolphins fan.
Okay.
And I remember last year during a conversation you were having with, I think it was Peter Kingsbury, and you were talking about how you didn't think Tua was going to be the starting quarterback this year.
Yeah.
I do think that Tua is going to be our starter, but I have a feeling that Skylar Thompson is going to come out of nowhere and be the starter in the middle of the year. So my bet is that my bet to you, Dan, is I'll take three pies to the face, three, if Skylar Thompson becomes the starter, not only starts, but also takes Miami to the playoffs and wins a playoff game.
Okay, so Skylar Thompson has to play by the middle of the season. So let's say by week 10.
I'll give him week 6.
Week 6, okay. And
yeah, that's how often I am with him.
Okay. You'll take three pies to the face. I want you to be dressed up as Beast Man, and whatever you wear is Beast Man. And I think somebody has to come off the top rope and smash you in the face with pies.
I will make that happen. Now, Dan. Here's in return.
Okay.
When this happens.
Yes.
I would like to personally sign an autograph 8x10 to you and the Danettes, and I would like it framed in the man cave.
Absolutely, Wes.
You're the man, Dan. Thank you very much, and let's go, Fins.
All right. Thank you, Wes. Pie to the face. Once again, you know, pie slam-a-jama T-shirt to all those involved in the pies to the face bet. Take a break. Peter King will join us on the program. More phone calls as well. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive Boost and Burn. If you just want to try it, you know, because a lot of times you go, I don't know, do I want to commit to something like that? All right, if you don't, how about I give you a two-week trial? M-Drive Boost and Burn, $5, mdrivedan.com. This is what you get. Clinically tested ingredients, backed by science. Supports healthy testosterone, weight loss, increased energy. And I put it in my fruit smoothie every day. And you just put a scoop in there and you're good to go. First 2 weeks, M-Drive, $5, free shipping, plus 60-day money-back guarantee. So really, nothing to lose. It's risk-free. And as you get older, diet, exercise, slow down, maybe slip a little bit. Summer months, you add some weight. And maybe get a little more exhausted at the end of the day. And that happens as you get older. And it only gets tougher. So don't be afraid to take the initiative. M-Drive, supplements for driven guys who aren't ready to slow down. Get M-Drive at mdrivedan.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck. If you're just joining us and you're an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, bad news. Chet Holmgren is out for the entire season. Liz Frank injury to his right foot. I don't know the history of that. It feels like whenever you have that, it's not one of those simple, hey, you got a foot injury, you're going to come back from it. I don't know if it lingers. You know, of all the injuries and surgeries I've had, and I don't think I ever had Liz Frank injury, but he suffered this injury while guarding LeBron on a fast break. And he was only guarding LeBron for about 3 seconds. And it was just an awkward interaction with those two. And I think that's where he suffered the injury. But Woj is reporting that. Chet Holmgren done for the entire season. Yeah, I'm pulling.
Yeah, they say that Liz Frank injury can be either the bones of the midfoot or the ligaments in the midfoot that are torn or broken. And they said one of the toughest parts about it is the rehab. You have to wait a long time before you put pressure on it. So it's not like you know, like an ACL tear. They say you get up and get moving. You're not encouraged to put weight on it.
Oh, boy. I had the microfracture surgery.
Is that your knee?
Yeah. And what they do is I had dead cartilage. And I'd had some surgeries, and they go in with a drill, and they drill holes in your knee, trying to regenerate. They want to have, you know, see if you can grow cartilage, and it didn't take. But you know, the doctor who did it took a video, and like he was fascinated with this. He goes, "Hey, I'm going to take a video of this before he puts me under." He goes, "Do you want to watch this?" And I go, "No." He goes, "Well, I can localize this, and you'll watch in the monitor." And he showed me the monitor, and I was going to be able to watch him drill holes in my knee. And I go, "You know, I got other things that I'd like to watch, not this. Like, man, can't wait to get done with the surgery to watch it. Kids, come on in. We're watching, you know, microfracture surgery." Yeah, Paul.
Remember young Amari Stoudemire with the Phoenix Suns, how explosive?
He had it.
Yeah, and then he got microfracture surgery. He actually wrote an article a couple years ago saying he regrets getting the microfracture because it was too big of a deal for a kid that young. I think 24, 25.
Yeah.
He says he should have gone with a lesser surgery and tried to rehab it more. He said it cost him a lot of his lateral quickness and explosiveness for the rest of his career.
And same with me.
Yeah, both of you guys couldn't dunk anymore.
No. Although, no, Amari came in and he dunked on the old man cave basket.
And it was not well supported.
No, it was not. Like, he went up to dunk it, and I was like, don't do that again, because you're going to bring down the whole building, as old as that building was. Here's one for you, as we wait for Peter King. On this date in 2016, something happened with the Dallas Cowboys. Changed the Dallas Cowboys. On this date, 2016. Tony Romo got injured. Opened the door for Dak Prescott. Cowboys went 13-3. Romo played just one more game in his NFL career. And I think that there was that concern of, you know, we spent time in this. What happens when Romo comes back? Because Dak was playing so well. And then you realize Tony Romo wasn't coming back. Yeah, Paul.
Tony Romo's last healthy year, 2014, he was 34 years old. He was 12-3 as a starter, 70% passer, 4,000 yards, 34 touchdowns, 9 picks, and went to the Pro Bowl.
It felt like he was one huge year away and adding a couple more years to be in a Hall of Famer. And he played well that last year. That was a good team, ready to go. And I think Romo, we talk about him as a broadcaster, but I think he was a lot better quarterback than we give him credit for. Because you got him out of nowhere. What was he, Eastern Illinois? It's where all the great quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo, Sean Payton, all the great quarterbacks. Like quarterback U is what I think they call Eastern Illinois. Peter King, the peripatetic Peter King, been traveling. He's been to 21 NFL camps, including most recently the Browns, Colts, Rams, Chargers, Cowboys, Texans, Saints, Broncos, and the 49ers, and the Chiefs as well. And Peter joins us on the program. Let me start with the Browns. How would you describe the atmosphere at Browns camp?
I'd say the vast majority of people inside it, including the heir to the quarterback job this year, Jacoby Brissett, are mostly blissfully unaware and they've done a good job starting with Kevin Stefanski, who basically is allowing Andrew Berry, the general manager, and the Haslams to handle all this stuff. He's just handling, it's the proverbial control what you can control, Dan. That's what Stefanski's doing. Jacoby Brissett is, when I say he's blissfully unaware, I had a conversation with him. It's all like, he just, you know, that's not part of his job, so he doesn't really care. He cares, but he doesn't really concern himself with it on a day-to-day basis.
Jimmy Garoppolo joining the Browns, any traction on that?
I think it's unlikely. I don't think it's impossible. I don't think the Browns believe that a quarterback coming onto their team for a significant amount of money early in the year is going to have any impact at all, because he won't know the system. He'll have to learn on the fly. You know, he's not significantly better than Brissett in their eyes anyway. I would have thought that I still think they may pick up somebody or trade a 7 for somebody if they have to, a lesser quarterback. You know, like Mullins gets traded the other day from the Raiders to the Vikings. That would have been a guy. He knows Kevin Stefanski's system. It's that kind of deal, you know, like a conditional 7th for somebody's third string quarterback. They could do that.
Did the Browns make Deshaun Watson available?
No. I never had a chance to talk to him. I never even saw him when I was in Cleveland.
That was right on cue with the dog pound there behind you, Peter.
Yeah. Who let the dog out?
Now let the dog out. Pete, there's a lot of money, feels like, Vegas on the Eagles this year. Why all the love for Philadelphia?
I think they're a very interesting team, Dan, because I think Jalen Hurts, I'm not saying he's a top 8 or 10 quarterback, but I think Jalen Hurts is going to play well, particularly with a bolstered receiving core. I think they have a chance to be really good. And I think right now they're better than Dallas.
Well, Dallas losing, you know, a great offensive lineman, Tyron Smith. How big a loss is this?
Hard to rely on him anyway. He's been hurt almost every year the last 5 or 6 years. But now the kid who they drafted from Tulsa in the first round almost certainly is going to have to get ready to play left tackle. And they wanted to introduce him to the NFL kind of slowly by putting him at left guard this year. But he's probably now going to have to kick out to tackle and solve that problem for the Cowboys.
He's Peter King. It's must read every Monday morning. Well, you can read it Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. It's football.
It takes a while.
Football morning in America, and NBCSports.com. What did you feel coming away from the Niners camp? What did you feel going in? What did you feel when you left the Niners camp?
Well, I felt going in that I had this great unknown with Trey Lance. Dan, since he graduated from a fairly small high school in Minnesota, he's thrown 389 passes in football games. In 4 years, he's thrown an average of whatever that is, 95 passes a year or something. And so if you're Kyle Shanahan, you say we've got a really good defense and what we need to do is play good enough on offense to win games 21-17. And in my opinion, I think that the best thing that they can do right now, far and away, the best thing that they can do is basically play a system on offense that basically features a very limited, not Garoppolo, but a very limited form of the offense that Garoppolo ran. And have Trey Lance get up to speed. And that's what I think Kyle Shanahan's going to do.
There's a lot riding on Trey Lance's success here, Peter.
No question.
I mean,
no question. But they, you know, if you're going to draft a guy and you're going to draft him where they drafted him, you've got to have the faith in him that you can figure it out. And Kyle Shanahan is one of the smartest guys in football. He has to have the faith in his own play calling ability that he can feature him. I think you're going to see a lot more two tight end stuff with the Niners. You're going to see them taking fewer chances on offense. They just want to basically get this guy up to speed without exposing him too much early on.
What did you take from the Dana White story about the Raiders' interest in Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski?
I mean, who hasn't talked to Tom Brady? Or who had, you know... I don't know. To me, I guess the way I think of it is, Dan, that he, I'm sure it's true. It's got to be true. But I think the way I look at it is anybody right then in that year when Brady was available who wasn't sincerely looking into him is just not very smart. I mean, why wouldn't you look into a guy whose game hasn't declined? Look at him last year. He's 44 years old. He leads the NFL in passing yards and in touchdown passes. I mean, who wouldn't want that? He's already won a Super Bowl and been the best quarterback statistically in football in the 2 years since he left New England. Anybody who wouldn't look into that, I think, is being irresponsible.
3 years ago yesterday, Andrew Luck announced his retirement. Where were you?
I don't know. I was somewhere, and I think I was writing my column somewhere, and I read it on Twitter first from Adam Schefter, and I was utterly shocked. And then, obviously, that night, he has the press conference. Dan, I believe, is irreversible. He's not going to entertain the thought of coming back. He's living a good new life as a father and a husband. I have been told he has not been tempted one time to come and play again. And, you know, the last two or three years, he never, ever felt right. So I think he got what he wanted out of football. Dan, there's very few people in the 38 years I've covered the NFL who have as many outside interests as Andrew Luck does. And so I don't even think he's particularly struggling with it.
Well, I remember when Barry Sanders walked away.
Yeah.
But Barry was always a mystery, you know, that he didn't share much. And he just said, look, I'm tired of losing. But he's going to the Hall of Fame. Andrew Luck is not. It's still – and he doesn't even talk about this. He doesn't do interviews, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just think he wants to be a person. He got tired of being a headline.
Yeah.
And I think he wants to be a person, to live his life privately. There's nothing wrong with that. And he is doing that. I think the one part of his legacy that I think is really important is that, hey, look, football's fun. It's great. You can make $1 jillion. It's not the only thing in the world. And I applaud him, quite honestly, for walking away and not flirting with coming back all the time. I mean, good for him. Let him do something else in his life. Who says that the only thing you could ever do and make a great impact on the world is playing football?
The team or teams that could overachieve this year. Every year we feel like there's four or five that jump up and four or five that drop out. You got a couple that is somebody going to make a seismic leap like the Bengals did?
I don't really see a seismic leap team, but I do think the Detroit Lions are going to hover around 500. I think they're going to be a really interesting team. They're going to win a couple games this year where people say, oh my God, how'd they win at Lambeau Field? They're going to win a couple of games that tell you that Dan Campbell is absolutely unequivocally on the right path along with GM Brad Holmes. In the AFC, I don't think this certainly would be seismic, but I'm going to pick the Chargers to win the West. I think that they've got a lot of answers this offseason. They're going to be much better. The run game absolutely gashed them last year. Sebastian Joseph Day comes over from the Rams. Excellent run player. Khalil Mack, we'll find out if he can stay healthy after missing 10 games with a foot injury. He's 31 years old. No insurance for that, obviously, but that's a huge piece for them. J.C. Jackson at corner, assuming that his injury isn't a big deal. And then, you know, Zion Johnson to help rebuild that offensive line. To me, I think Tom Telesco, the GM of the Chargers, had a great offseason.
Safe travels, Pete, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, Dan, thank you very much.
That's Peter King, the star of Football Morning in America. That's every Monday that comes out. So Pete's been to a lot of camps there. That feeling, that pressure, that atmosphere in Cleveland, Jacoby Brissett, and you're not going to bring in somebody. And I guess, who are you bringing in that's going to feel like an upgrade without spending all that money? And Jimmy Garoppolo is going to cost you a lot of money. He might be too, I'm not going to say he's too good. I think he's probably too well paid. Unless the Niners are going to take on some of that contract, and then you bring him in, what if he plays well? And then you got Deshaun Watson, you know, waiting to come in and play. Yeah, Paul.
If Watson were out for the entire season instead of 11 games, then is Garoppolo in play?
Probably, because this is a win-now team. At least it should be. With those running backs, you got skill position, Myles Garrett, moving on from Baker Mayfield. But, yeah, I would think so. Yeah, Paul.
Historically, they've been a lose-now team. The Browns. No offense.
Wow. That's a shot.
I don't think I'm going on a limb there.
All right.
I'm ready for the story.
Okay, who has more wins? Who wins the AFC North? Bengals, Browns, Steelers, Ravens. Regular season, best record? Yes, Todd?
I'm going to say Cincinnati. They want to prove they weren't a fluke last
year. All right. I'm going to take the Ravens.
Same.
I'm going to take the Ravens.
At the bottom of the AFC North?
Top.
No. Who do you have at the bottom of the AFC North?
Steelers.
Yeah.
The anti-Mitch sentiment is just rampant in this building.
Yeah. But if I look, Mike Tomlin, they always have a winning record. Boy, he's going to be tested this year. This is where I would start Mitchell Trubisky. And then if I thought there was an opening, then I'd put Kenny Pickett in, and then I would never look back. If you're not in the playoff picture, then I would start to think about what are we going to look like next year. And Kenny Pickett has played well, but it's preseason. But I would, if it gets to that point, and I think Mitchell Trubisky was a fine quarterback with Chicago. It's not everybody can't be you know, Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. There's nothing wrong with being a good quarterback. And there are good quarterbacks. I mean, Derek Carr is a good quarterback. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. Not marquee. May not lead you to the promised land. May have to rely on other aspects of your game, your team, your roster, and then they complement that. But Ryan Tannehill, good quarterback, but nothing more than that. He would need support. Jimmy Garoppolo is good. I'm not going to say he's good. He might be good-ish. He's good.
But you raised your voice a little when you said it.
But if he was that good, then they wouldn't have brought in Trey Lance. Yes, Mark.
I always liken him to an Alabama quarterback. Mm. He's good on a phenomenal team everywhere else.
A.J. McCarron type?
Blake Sims?
All they do is win?
He's a winner.
I think I'd rather be known as a really good player instead of, you know, he's a winner. I'm okay with somebody say, yeah, he was good. Did he win? Not as much as he should have, but he was good. He was really good. I'm starting to sound like Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was good. Yeah, Paul.
Would you rather be underrated or overrated? Stick with me here. If you're underrated, that means you don't get credit and you probably didn't get paid very well. If you're overrated, that means a lot of people watched you and you're probably very successful.
I'd probably be overrated.
Can you be very successful and overrated at the same time? Because if you're very successful, wouldn't you be properly rated then?
Is Tom Brady overrated?
At the greatest of all time.
Yes. Is Michael Jordan overrated?
Is there a great athlete considered kind of in that great category, but also considered overrated?
Let me take a break. We'll ponder that. Come back with that thought. Hold that thought. You ever done that with people? Hold that thought. And then I always forget what the thought was I was supposed to hold. What was I supposed to hold? That thought. Back after this. All right, golfers. Do you want to simply survive around the greens? Or do you want to score? Well, you want to score. How about you need a wedge that creates the rawest form of spin possible to deliver the best performance? The new Jaws Raw from Callaway. And when we say raw, we mean Callaway has eliminated any material between the club face and the ball. It's raw. Translates to more friction. And that means you could be a little bit more aggressive with that. One hop, stop, spin. We watch it on TV and we go, God, I'd love to do that. And then you get the Callaway Jaws Raw and you go, hey, I can do that. And for the first time ever, Callaway optimized wedge weighting using tungsten technology, and it gives you noticeably better control and trajectory. So you can attack the pin knowing that ball will fly and then bite. I've yelled that before. Bite! It does it. Now it does. Jaws Raw doesn't just give you better wedge performance. It gives you pure spin in its rawest form. Get yours at CallawayGolf.com/JawsRaw.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today and good luck. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. NASCAR Cup Daytona for playoff hopefuls. Last chance awaits. NASCAR Cup Series closes out regular season. The high banks of Daytona. Tune in Saturday night, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Saw a video during the commercial break, or the live look-in, if you're watching on Peacock. Little boy at a Cardinals game holds up a sign, says, hey, how about we change trade jerseys? And he's, you know, has the sign up for Albert Pujols. So Pujols walks over, all of a sudden, starts to take off his jersey. Little boy has a T-shirt on that has Molina on the back. He doesn't even have Pujols on the back. He's got Molina. He gets ready to take off his T-shirt as if Albert Pujols wants it. Pujols takes his jersey off, slides it over to the little boy. Really a cool gesture there. Albert Pujols is having a pretty good year. Pretty good second half of the season. Yeah, Paulie.
If you were the little kid's parents and the little kid said, Mom, Dad, I got this Pujols jersey. I want to wear it to school tomorrow. Let's say they had school tomorrow. Would you say, go ahead, kid. It's your jersey. Or, nah, let's frame this one because too many bad things are going to happen if you brought it to school.
I'd have to make sure everybody was a Cardinals fan, because I go back to when my son decided he was going to be a Red Sox fan in a school that had mostly Yankee fans, and he had a Red Sox jersey that he wore, and they took it out and put it in the urinal and peed on it. First day. How about that one?
Hey, guys, unzip.
Yeah. Yeah. He brought a jersey and his hat, and they put it in the urinal, and they peed on it.
Welcome to the rivalry,
yes,
kid.
Yes, and that's what I said. My wife was like, "Got to come home, got to come home." I go, "What? I'm you know, I'm at SportsCenter." Well, your son Red Sox fan, and he went to school, and they, they peed on his, his hat.
Before school, you did say to him, "You're in trouble if you wear that."
Okay.
You're going to piss somebody off at school with that.
Aren't you relieved it's over?
There's going to be a Red Sock and a Yellow Sock there. No, not as good.
Okay. My bad. Then.
All right. Yeah. So, and I said to my wife, my son and my wife, and, my son's crying. I said, "No, dude, welcome to the rivalry. I mean, this is what it is. Get ready.
Bladder, be careful with that thing.
Bladder, be careful.
Deeper cut.
Did he come home flush and all embarrassed? I would.
Anybody else got something? Good.
Let's wrap that one up.
Yeah, we're all wrapped up here.
I'm trying to think of things. Why don't I have any?
This audience will help us. There.
Pissed off?
They helped us with the Dolphins.
That was rapid fire, though. What you guys did there. I was giving you a compliment. There's no joke there.
Oh.
No, that wasn't meant to be a joke. You guys were like really.
Oh, was that a stream of consciousness?
Stream
of!
Yeah!
You're back!
That's the way to put a bow on it.
Winner!
Thank you.
Go home. Take the rest of the day off. That was like out of body. I could see you hit the stream thing.
You just floated up above it.
Stream of consciousness is nice. Proud of you. It's like Will Ferrell. That's how you debate.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, man, that's so
old school.
A couple of phone calls in here. Doug in North Carolina is back. Hi, Doug. What's your question today?
Well, Dan, I wanted to talk about the strangest sports story. It also takes place in a baseball stadium. I'm hoping I can get this started, and at the appropriate time, Polly can maybe Google this and fill in some gaps. But the police department in Oakland, California, has announced that they're launching a criminal investigation into two people who attended the A's game versus the Mariners on Sunday. These folks were sitting in Bob Uecker type seats in the final row of the third deck out in the outfield. And if the police can identify them and if they're convicted, they're facing 6 months in jail and possibly $1,000 fine. Paulie, I don't know if you've had a chance to identify this. Can you tell them?
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah, that they were having relations up there in the cheap seats.
It was a seventh inning stretch.
Wow.
The police are investigating this couple. They were on national TV or on local TV.
All rise for our national anthem.
But what the funny thing is, fans are putting signs where those nosebleed seats are, suggestive signs, and just putting them in the seats for the next few games.
Yeah. Yes, Todd, do you have something?
No, it's something about he couldn't get it up in reserves. But he's already sitting up there.
Curtis in Portland joins us. Curtis, I'm going to have to wait till the top of next hour. I'm running out of time. I want to give you ample time there.
More than 30 seconds there.
Oh, okay. I see what you did.
Yeah, a little.
Curtis he can last longer than 30 seconds there.
We should hope.
Yes, with his take here. Get your mind out of the gutter. 2 hours in the books. One more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour two, Panini America. Now, they're the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. That's important. Maybe a little more important is they're the official products from the NFL, the NBA, UFC, and for the first time ever, the World Cup. NFT Marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. It's one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or Panini's public auctions on the site. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, every base pack, the Donruss cards. You'll love those. Go over there. I don't know how much they have left, but they were going to sell out fast. So PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. You're going to get what you want. Everybody gets something in those cards. Special NFTs that will send you for a VIP NFL experience. List your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges. Earn exclusive award cards and build a wish list for the items that you love. And it all starts with Panini. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs. The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.